Bye-bye.
Really forced thing.
Sorry. Yes, and I will be right back.
Give your ears a break.
Yeah, give your ears a break. But I am interested in this Teams movie bluff thing.
So am I.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
Where I just trying to figure out how it would work, because I mean there has to be some form of elimination.
Bear with Matt.
No, I'm just thinking of how would it ramp up? Because would it
be on Teams?
Would it just be every other, and then like?
Yeah, we'd probably just have to do it as points like usual, or like before rather, as opposed to elimination, because there would just be the two teams.
Because, I mean, most of what it would be a lot of table talk simultaneously, so obviously
right.
The other team would have some sort of inkling as to if somebody else was bullshitting, because
mm-hmm.
they'd sit there and go... So, I'm trying to... Mm-hmm.
So, why don't we pull away the elimination component and just try it in rounds where it ends when the point is given and starts with a new point.
So it's just one team will just bow out in general rather than one person being eliminated from the team.
Right.
Got it.
Thank you.
I don't really need the elimination component. I think you'll have to keep it going for a while.
Yeah. That was a good run. That was a really good run.
I was trying to speed it up.
Yeah.
Like a tennis match going.
I'm so pleased that I didn't forget.
Yeah, I'm pissed at myself for the mask. I realized after I said it, I'm like, crap, I don't know anyone else from that movie. Which, that's a good point. I need to find them. Who else is in that movie?
Oh, that's deliciously random.
What's that?
Do you remember Steve Konecki?
I do.
Oh, good. I got the URL right.
Yeah.
I got the website right for the blog.
Yeah, I looked at that otherwise.
I was like, oh, God. I have to remember what it's called because I haven't written for it in over a year, and those all of those posts are gone because something went wrong.
I haven't talked to Steve Konecki since March.
Sure.
And he just randomly sent me this text. A girl got a lightsaber tattooed between her fake tits today. Don't know how to feel about this one. Between her new fake tits.
New fake tits, okay.
That's also important. I think. Anyway, so yeah, that's cool.
Let's give Team Movie Bluff a trial run. I'm all for it.
Oh man, yeah, I really screwed myself. The only one I would have even possibly got. Wait, what? Ben Stein was in it.
In what?
The Mask.
Really?
Ben Stein.
Oh yes,
was in
yes he was.
Please have a seat.
Tell me what to do.
And
oh yeah.
And we will continue.
Yeah, he's right in the beginning.
No, I'm super mad at myself. The only other person I would have gotten was Richard Jenny, and that was pretty obscure.
Who is his friend? Did you look at that guy's? He looks like Tom Arnold, but it's not Tom Arnold.
Let's cozy up the mics again.
Working on it.
Oh, hello, microphone.
The homepage for the blog has a bloody Goku.
That might have been Charlie.
Yeah,
was that his name?
I think so.
Oh,
the guy
nice.
Who worked in the bank with him?
Yeah,
Richard
watching
Jenny. He's a
what else he
Dragon Ball Z randomly on Saturday morning.
You know it was an awful show. Dragon
yeah.
Ball GT.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but wasn't Dragon Ball GT just Dragon Ball Z only...
It was like Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball put together because the like main conflict is that Goku has been reverted back to a child by somebody's Dragon Ball wish.
Oh.
Somebody's like, hey, I want to kill Goku. And the dragon's like, I don't do that. So he's like, okay, make him a kid.
Never got into any of that. I missed it completely. The only thing I remember is somebody... In high school, at one point in time, brought in, I think it was probably Tom Vonderhaar, brought in a bootleg version of just a Dragon Ball Z fighter game for like a hacked PS1 or something.
Ooh.
Okay. Was this in ninth grade?
Yes.
No, that was me.
That was you? That was me. Okay. I just vaguely remember it, and it's just like, okay, who knows about Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, it was me. It was me and
Mike
Ryan.
Levin?
No, it was me and Ryan Williams. Always used to run that machine. We had to jerry rig it to.
In the pier?
Yeah, it was mostly at that point made of duct tape and paper clips to get it to run.
That sounds right.
And we
right.
had to like switch it back and forth, and it was a whole. We had to slaughter a goat every time we wanted to start it. It was a very complicated process, but yeah, that was my game. That was super fun.
I just remember like snapshots of it in my brain. That's about it. Oh yes, and the other thing is that we did some video for this just to have like little snippets that I can edit together and throw out as another promo if it works. So
I was thinking we would get to this point.
Just something fun that yeah. that is more interactive than
so
a guest
it's come
shot.
To this. A Simpsons clip show.
Oh, that's a good one. singing. No, that's the one with the paint can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to think about that one for a sec. Because it's the one where Bart puts the beer in the paint shaker, and then he puts it in the
right.
fridge, and it puts Homer
yes.
in the hospital.
Yes.
Because the automatic clip show that I always go to is the All Singing, All Dancing.
Right.
Where Snake busts in every now and then.
I liked the clip show that they did on Community, where none of the clips that they had were actually in the show.
Oh,
yes.
I love that.
That was
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well played.
Was that the one with the psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Let's see what happens if I confiscate their pen.
Oh, Annie's boobs. The monkey, who's also in Animal Practice.
Yes.
Oh.
That's the same one.
That's why he's not going to be back on the show for season 4. They tweeted that.
Well, at the same time, what he was living in the air vents for such a long time that he's just kind of written himself out anyway.
Yeah. He only appears sporadically, and even then, it's just him popping out of the camera, squeaking a little bit, and then running away again.
Exactly.
It gets to the point where he kind of felt like a foil for Crazy Chang, and then I was like, well, this is weird.
I think things have gotten strange.
Okay, so...
Team Movie Bluff.
Team Movie Bluff. You guys want to...
I think the start it just. I don't know.
Bruce Willis movie.
Okay. So it goes to us. We can answer with whatever we want, I guess.
So
Jake and I partnered up, and Dan and Matt are together on a team.
I think the most interesting thing about this is doing table talk without actually giving away answers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because this way it forces you to talk it out a little bit. So that it's not just dead air the entire time. But please, Bruce Willis, go ahead.
Bruce Willis. So I'll let you decide because it's pretty wide open.
Let me go with Live Free or Die Hard, and then movie.
Movie. Okay. Since I said Bruce Willis, do you want to chip in another Bruce Willis movie? If you have an instinctual one, I have a backup as well.
Well, let's throw to a previously mentioned 12 Monkeys.
Aha!
Cast.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Well, that's nice. I've got this. I've got this. Don't worry, Jake.
I don't. So good.
Or do you?
Well, he does. He's just trying to go.
I'm guessing there are at least like 11 options right now.
You'd think that.
You might think that about the army of the 12 Monkeys. But
I really thought it was a quantity thing too.
I had to laugh because I was thinking about the performance that he gave in this movie and how hilarious and crazy it was. Literally crazy. Mm-hmm. And I will say Brad Pitt.
Okay.
And then I will say
something.
I could spike.
Well,
if I could think of someone else. Unless you, yeah.
If they know it, I'm definitely
maybe.
Not going to know.
But, I think I'll just have to go with movie. Blow this thing wide open.
Again. Mind if I?
By all means.
I will go.
Oh, yes, quite. Please, you do the honors.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yes, I will go with Thelma and Louise cast.
Oh, Christ.
Thelma and Louise.
Now, is this like a formal we're switching back and forth, or is this jump in?
No, it's team talk.
Okay,
it's table talk.
What do you got?
That was the response I was looking for. Just like, are we allowed to say something? Okay, I give up.
I'm out.
Yeah. We might be in trouble here.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Because this Thelma was like his his inaugural big role.
Yeah.
Really? Yep. How old was he?
I mean, he looked exactly the same, but he's like this weird mutant.
He's like Keanu Reeves.
Benjamin Button was really just about
him.
He's
like 200 years old.
No. Right. Okay. So when did it come out?
91. Thank you, producer Katie.
91. Okay. Mm. So we're trying to
Who's
come
old
up.
Enough for that? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
there are two focal people
Guessing
to go
we're
after.
Looking for women.
Okay, I have a decent guess. Should I play it? Play it? Okay.
Yeah. Gut reaction here.
Tom Hanks movie.
I'm going to say he wasn't in that one, but I want to get your verification.
He was totally walking a dog.
Was he Thelma walking or Louise?
No, it's Kevin Bacon. He's in the scene where he gets stabbed up through the bunk bed.
Yes, that's what it was.
So I think we're going to call your collective shenanigans on this.
Yeah, I do not remember him from that.
Yeah, I'm going to say we're calling shenanigans official stamp. Right. Producer Katie? No, okay.
Can you prove he wasn't an extra? Okay.
He just needed an extra lunch, so he just kind of walked by. It's like, hey.
Producer Katie, can we please call Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks, you were totally in Thelma and Louise, weren't you?
Yeah. How did you get this number?
You tweeted it.
He said yes.
If you don't know who I am, say yes.
Tom Hanks said he was in Thelma and Louise. So there.
Well, I'm glad that he gave us the point anyway. So, since we got the point, you guys start.
Okay. Right.
So, what's the...
What do you want to do?
Movie, TV show, actor, actress.
Rocket.
Semi-softball.
Who's somebody that's in a lot of things, but isn't, like, really out there?
I can
think
of
not
someone,
Lisa Kudrow.
But
yeah.
You should say something.
Okay. I'm going to go... Ken Jeong movie.
Take the route. Do it. We haven't mentioned anybody else yet.
Yeah, I'll go with Community.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I can go back to Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But, so.
But,
cast, I'd imagine. Because, I mean, there's a good group in there.
Community. Okay.
Pretty sure everyone here has seen at least an episode.
Yeah. You
want
to say...
You want me to... Okay.
Okay.
I have a rules question first.
Yes.
If they're not an actor in it, but they played a role in it... Or, I mean, not like played a role, but had a hand in creating the thing.
Creating, that... no. They have to have an IMDb link as an actor or actress.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Well, then...
So, like, you can't say Dan Harmon or somebody like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. I was thinking I could connect Jim Rash to The Descendants.
Oh, that would have been a good one, but no such luck.
Okay, let's see.
I can connect Jim Rash to a couple things.
Yeah.
I'm going to go...
Love Jim Rash.
Donald Glover cast.
Ooh. There are a couple things to go with here. For example, okay, well.
What's the big one?
There's the big one, but then he did a guest spot recently on a show he used to write for, and that opens it up pretty well.
Hmm. Or we can just go with Jim Rash.
Wait, so. Isn't it Donald... Wait.
I said Donald Glover cast.
Oh, son of a bitch. I was thinking movie, because there are so many things. Though we could do the dean of air conditioning.
Oh,
that's a fun route.
Yes,
but an easy one. I feel like they might flounder easy one, with.
I think I saw him in every one of the previews for the movie I saw last night.
Yeah, he has been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, at the same time,
especially lately.
Clearly, I haven't watched enough of Community. Please go.
More recent stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to speak cryptically, but, you know, Jake knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's what I'm counting on.
Don't worry. I think I can, hopefully.
Ooh. Oh, no, I don't know his name. If go for it. Do it.
Go with Jim Rash.
And then...
Oh.
But not The Descendants.
Right, yeah. Do you know anything that Jim Rash has been in?
Which one is Jim Rash?
He's got, like, the bald head. He's the dean in Community.
Okay.
Dean.
I know that I have definitely seen him in other things, so I'm going to have to think for a second.
Though, do you remember who played the Doppeldiener?
It was... Because
there's somebody who looks exactly like him that... I know I'd seen elsewhere and thought was him. And
I guess in my head now it's from Arrested Development. But I might be wrong.
Not David Cross, obviously.
No.
No, the youngest brother.
Oh, not him. I don't think so.
It's been a while since I've seen the episode.
My sister and brother-in-law go to church with the youngest brother.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
Hmm. How's he doing?
Factoid.
Good. Was he ever in Community?
I don't know.
They should ask.
I don't think so. I have every single episode over there.
It's really bothering me that I can't think of a Jim Rash movie.
Though, interesting plug randomly, Community Season 3 just came out on DVD.
Right.
Yes.
So, there's that.
Quite. You have anything for this?
Going back to Jim Rash.
I have no idea who Jim Rash is.
I'm so disappointed in myself, but I'm going to have to...
Is he one of those that guy actors?
A little bit.
Sort of.
He's fallen into that role recently.
He's in things.
And stuff.
It's very funny.
Well,
oh, yeah, he's hilarious.
Well, I love him.
Especially as the dean.
Yes. That I'd say that of any role, that's the one.
I fully give you permission to just throw something out there. Or I will, but I'll be even more wrong.
You go ahead and throw something because
I will probably be more wrong than you would be.
That's
but,
okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's say Easy A because it's like educationally themed, sort of. Maybe.
Oh, I mean, I can see that.
I don't know. Movie.
You're the one who knows Jim Rash more than
cash.
Me.
He means
I totally
cash.
Already locked it in. But,
yeah, you already locked it in.
Maybe.
So,
yeah.
I don't know why you did that. Was Jim Rash in Easy A?
I feel like he wasn't, but I'm not confident enough. So I'm just going to say Sky High. Cast.
Oh! That's right.
God! Oh.
Thank you. I can play off of so many of these.
Oh,
I am ready now.
Oh, and what's that girl's name?
Pepper Ann? Son of a bitch.
Oh gosh.
Did you say cast? Or
I did say cast.
Okay. Oh god.
I got an answer.
Disney Channel girl with red hair.
Disney Channel girl with red hair.
There are a couple really great answers staring you in the face.
Yeah.
I've got mine.
Is there a Disney Channel guy who
Ooh, and there's that guy's in it. Oh man, I am so ready for this. I would like to provide the next answer.
When was the last time I saw Sky High?
I never saw Sky High.
It wasn't horrible.
No, it was.
It was passable. I mean, you could overlook it because it's a Disney movie.
I liked it. I mean, it was a lot better than what was the other one? There was another one that they did that was similar around the same time.
Right,
as usually happens. What was that? No, although that also sounds terrible.
though when I think of Disney movies, I think of the one where the mom from Married with Children was like a computer program in a house.
Yeah.
And the main smart? Kid was the was kid who was in Luck of the Irish.
Smart House, I think.
I think it was just Smart House, yeah. And I remember the kids threw a house party, and the dad found out about it because the girl that the main kid liked threw her sweater on top of a houseplant, so the floor absorption system couldn't clean up that particular piece.
It was...
Home party.
Oh my god, my mom's a house from the makers of Why Is Grandpa a Cat?
It comes back.
Oh, yes, I love when episodes come
honey,
full circle.
Okay, so what do we got for Sky High? Anything?
Oh, I have. God.
If you don't have something solid, I can just throw out
a
random Disney.
Baby in that movie, if you want to think of somebody who's like a child now.
Well,
who may have been a baby actor on Disney Channel.
I have some great answers. I'm so excited now. I wish it was not.
I've got my big one that I like
what
a lot.
What is her name? She's got red hair. She's in another movie where this girl has a diary.
Well,
and
there are three teachers that I'm thinking of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Though I'd say one is a primary.
Think of a redhead Disney star.
Or were you thinking like the dad?
Well, she's
or,
not. I don't think in any.
Him
shows,
too, but no, I was going with teachers.
And one of those movies.
Okay.
Teachers, definitely.
Okay, yeah, then I know who you're talking about.
One of them is my favorite.
I was trying to think of that, like, if it's the same one that you're thinking of, I was trying to think of a way to jump off of him, and I totally did not think of this. I just thought of what he's really known for and a couple obscure things simultaneously, but I didn't have jumping off points for him. But this actually works.
Who could play a generic superhero in a movie and make it, like, an in-joke that Disney might say?
Well, I've got my guess, but...
Oh, and then there was another one. Thank right. you.
Do you want me to just rock it? Okay. Zac Efron movie.
I'm going to call shenanigans on that. I'm pretty sure he's not.
Well,
no, I know he's not.
Okay.
Who are you going with?
Let's see. I had,
wait, did you
I
say
had,
he was not? Okay.
He was not. I had Dave Foley, Bruce Campbell.
Yep, that was my big one.
The guy from Super Troopers.
Bruce Campbell was in that?
Yeah, he was the gym teacher.
He was the gym teacher.
And he was great.
What is her name, Katie?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Oh.
Ramona Flowers.
Yes.
I forgot about her.
And Danielle Panabaker.
That's it.
And then there was a kid who was in Almost Famous.
You just said Ramona Flowers.
No, I said her name and I said she
right.
played Ramona
Flowers.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Mary Elizabeth.
Danielle Panabaker is the girl whose name I was thinking.
It was Kurt Russell was the dad, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kurt Russell was the dad.
Oh.
And then there's the other guy from Kids in the Hall who was
like
a Brainiac
Michael
or
McDonald.
Something. Michael, yes.
well,
let's see. Who else? But there was a guy from Super Troopers, the bigger guy, the bus driver.
Oh, Heffernan.
Yes. Yes.
I don't feel too bad because I only probably saw a 30-second trailer for that one.
You should check it out. It's worth watching.
Yeah, it's actually
it's
not bad.
One of the it's better. Fun. Did it ever hit theaters?
Yes.
It was
a theater goer.
Okay.
But it's like a $5 bin thing at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? We have two?
Yep.
So it's to you guys again.
We're getting rocked.
All right, what do we start this off with?
Let
me give you a turn. Shouldn't have hit them with Ken Jeong.
I guess not.
It's all your fault.
They were ready for it.
Yep.
Well, there are like two, three primary routes to take. I mean, we could have also done Step Brothers if we really wanted to, but
Hangover. Yeah, The Hangover too. So
two and three because he's already slated to be in the third one.
He was originally a doctor.
Yep.
Yes, he still, has
still
a,
is.
He still
oh,
has
is
a
he
license.
Still practicing?
Yeah, practice medicine. Well, I don't think he does, but he has a license.
Yeah, it's one of those things where he renews it, but I don't think he uses it.
It's like his fallback.
He mentions it on almost every interview that he's in. It's like, oh, I keep taking those tests. I keep, keeping it up.
Right.
But,
there's a great GIF online of one of the episodes. It's like the first episode of season 3 of Community where they're doing this, like, musical number because in the previous episode, the season finale, Pierce is like, I'm not coming back to the group.
Yes.
And Jeff's daydreaming that everything's going to be
normal.
Oh,
yes, that's right.
So Ken Jeong and Jim Rash are doing this bizarre dance where Ken Jeong's wearing this suit made of dollar bills and Jim Rash is wearing like a salsa dress or something.
Yes.
And so the gif is, one of these men is a licensed medical doctor, the other is an Academy Award winning writer.
Right.
Nice.
So what do you guys got? What's starter?
I'm going to say Tom Hardy, movie.
I imagine we should...
We threw out a few earlier.
Tom Hardy?
I was talking about Tom Hardy earlier because I was on IMDb on my phone.
I totally missed that. But I guess we should probably go with the most... Well, there's the most recent.
Or the second most recent, or at least that I can think of.
I mean, it'd be a good jumping off point to say...
I'll go for it.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises cast.
Cool.
Christian Bale movie.
There are a lot of ways to go with this one, too.
This one that I really want to do, but I don't know any of the other actors by name. Going way back.
Would it be one where you would throw out cast, or would you say movie after it, to the point where if we mention it, it wouldn't harm us?
Oh, I suppose we could do that. Yeah. Newsies movie.
Yes!
Newsies. Wow.
That's what I wanted to do too. I was trying to think. It's like, who the fuck was in that movie?
I was gonna say the only other one I could...
Oh, I had it too. Fuck.
The only other one I had was Doogie's friend, and I can never remember his name.
Okay. Well, there's also the reporter.
Okay.
Oh wait, did you say movie?
Yes.
Yes.
So another Christian Bale movie.
Christian Bale movie.
Ah, I totally had something for Newsies.
Sorry, buddy.
Okay.
Pullman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I can't remember who played Hurst either.
So
somebody notable.
Yes.
I think you're right.
But Christian Bale.
Another Christian Bale movie.
Meanwhile.
That's not Newsies or The Dark Knight Rises.
So far.
I'm pretty sure that's all he's been in.
Or the other movies that can't be mentioned for another two movies.
Ah.
Right.
Trilogy. Yeah.
That does count. I will say...
And we can get into our foray that we usually do with this.
Nope.
Damn.
The Machinist. Movie.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I don't know any... like.
I was going to challenge him immediately.
Exactly. I was ready. I was so ready. Do you have another go-to? Because, I mean, I have one, but I know where this... Because real... I guess it's a route for us to take that I have a couple backups for.
Okay.
So, now that I think about it, I'm not sure which one it is. Because oh, no. He was in The Prestige.
He was, yes.
And I will say cast to get it off of a Christian Bale kick to something open to get us moving again for a second and a half.
Who played that other guy?
Okay, come on. There's a really great answer sitting here.
Yeah, see, I'm going to make a confession. I purposely did not see this movie because my girlfriend at the time raved about it, and I was really, like, not happy with her.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Pinky?
I think so.
I think so, Bright.
I have been obsessed with Animaniacs. I keep watching Wacko's Wish over and over and over again because I can't get
now
sick of it yet.
I have two hay pennies.
Oh, such a great movie thing.
What am I doing again?
The Prestige.
A cast member from The Prestige.
From The Prestige. Right. I believe the answer we're looking for is Edward Norton. Movie.
Wrong.
Challenge.
Fucking hell.
It's one of the two.
I just... need to watch The Prestige and The Illusionist, and then everything will be okay. And
were you thinking
and
Tesla?
The Majestic, just
yes.
To
yeah.
The Prestige, The Illusionist, and The Majestic, just to cover all the bases of this stupid movies.
I was sure he's not in it.
Not
count.
I'm
sure he's not in it.
Exact same adjective or whatever.
Majestic is definitely not related. That's Jim Carrey in a
vaguely magic-y sounding name.
I know, but it's still one of those sort of words that. You know, majestic.
Magic-y.
Illusionist.
Prestige.
Prestige.
I do love me some Bowie acting.
Yeah. I'd Bowie, which had actually come up on a previous episode, I'm pretty sure,
Bowie.
Where I'd screamed that I was like, oh, you should have gone with Bowie.
Have you seen David the Bowie. Movie Basquiat?
Best yet?
Basquiat?
No.
It's about the life of artist Jean-Michel Basquiat. He plays Andy Warhol, and he is amazing. I hate Andy Warhol, but he is amazing in that part.
Wait.
David Bowie.
David Bowie plays Andy Warhol?
Yeah.
Huh.
Dude. And it's great.
That's kind of...
Wow.
It's worth it to watch that movie right there. It's a good movie, too, but...
Netflix?
I believe it's on Netflix.
Okay. So just search for David Bowie.
Yeah.
It'll work.
Yeah, if you don't want to try and spell Basquiat.
So you guys want to try one more?
I'm starving to death.
So yes?
That's a no.
Is that a movie?
No, you need to eat. You need to eat is what you're saying.
I literally just need to eat.
Well, then let's call it a game. And I think this is interesting because you have to try to work with that table talk. So I think this would be a really fun, more focused on bonus track kind of game.
Yeah,
something to bring up.
A tangent.
Yeah.
A further iteration of the movie Bluff.
Universe.
Yes, universe. Let's use that word instead.
Bluffiverse.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the bonus track after our 47th episode.
Yep.
And again, we'll see you next week.
Bye again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye again. Bye-bye.
There we go.
Bye-bye.
That was interesting. It was fun, but at the same time, it's just kind of like, I know there are so many things I can't say.
Yeah.
Because it, like...
It probably would be good, or would